From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran to ramp up its oil production. Tehran says it will increase daily production by 20% after international sanctions over its nuclear program were lifted Saturday. That means Iran will add about 500,000 barrels a day to its current production level. Just 2 days after declaring Iran fulfilling its obligations under last year's nuclear deal, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, said in Tehran Monday his agency is entering a new phase in its ties with Iran.
We are committed to continue our work in an impartial, non-political, and factual way. Nuclear activities of Iran will be reduced. We have more robust verification tools to monitor reduced activities.
The IAEA leader met Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who said Tehran would uphold its end of the nuclear deal as long as the other side does. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry denounced new U.S. sanctions as illegitimate. The U.S. enacted the new measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. The West said two Iranian ballistic missile tests last year violated Security Council resolutions. The jihadist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb Monday named the three militants it said were responsible for attacks last week in Burkina Faso that killed 29 people. They attacked a cafe and hotel in the capital Ouagadougou late Friday. Benin's President Boni Yayi, representing ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, vowed in Ouagadougou Monday to respond.
En fait, ce n'est pas le Burkina seul qui a été frappé.
He said Burkina Faso was not the only target, rather it was the whole sub-region. He said, we will not just sit back, we will react and fight back. He offered his condolences to new President Roch Marc Kabore. This is VOA News. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials have said they're working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans, although Washington has not confirmed they were abducted. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, in Washington for talks this week with President Obama, said Monday that victory over the Islamic State group will come in part when territory it seized in Syria and Iraq is retaken.
ISIL has used the declaration of a caliphate as a powerful marketing tool, which is attracting supporters not just to travel to the region, but to carry out attacks on our citizens at home. The destruction of their self-styled caliphate would help to counter its narrative of inevitable victory.
Mr. Turnbull said the destruction of the IS group requires a military force on the ground, and he pointed to Iraqi security forces backed by U.S. coalition airstrikes as a key tool in the fight against the Sunni insurgency. The international charity group Oxfam Monday said the wealthiest 62 people own as much as half the world's population does, as the super-rich get richer and the poor poorer. The group released its report ahead of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Klaus Schwab is the WEF founder.
The fourth industrial revolution will even increase the inequality which we have, because there's a built-in development, which means that those who are entrepreneurs, who have talents, who push innovation, will gain from the revolution. And those who are on the other side, particularly in service positions, will lose.
Oxfam said almost half the super-rich are in the United States, 17 in Europe. The rest come from countries that include China, Brazil, Mexico, Japan, and Saudi Arabia. Saudi-led airstrikes killed at least 26 people at a police facility in Yemen's capital Sana'a late Monday, adding to a death toll of nearly 6,000 since Riyadh began its military campaign in March against the Houthi militia. Nigeria's information minister Monday said dozens of government officials, including former governors and cabinet officials, stole nearly $7 billion from the treasury between 2006 and 2013. President Muhammadu Buhari has vowed to combat endemic corruption and has overseen corruption charges filed against a former national security adviser and a former defense minister. The first of several thousand Cuban migrants stranded in Costa Rica crossed into the U.S. under a plan agreed to among Central American leaders. As many as 8,000 Cubans have been stuck in Costa Rica for months after traveling from their home to Ecuador through Colombia and Panama, and then into Costa Rica before being denied entry by Nicaragua. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.